Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You're halfway to the weekend. I don't like it. I love it. Yesterday, I legit thought it was Wednesday for a second. I was like, guys, today's Wednesday, right?
I thought it was Friday.
No, wait, you wished it was Friday.
You thought it was Wednesday, but it actually is Wednesday.
Yeah. Wait.
No,
you thought yesterday was Wednesday.
Oh, I thought you were talking about right now. I was like, I hate to break it to you, man. It legitimately is Wednesday.
We're all so tired.
You could just tell. I think we're all on Saturday.
I actually felt totally confident about that until you guys had a weird spin-off conversation about whether it's Friday or whether it's Wednesday. I was like, I actually questioned myself right there.
It's Wednesday.
And everybody that's listening right now is questioning, what are these guys doing right now?
Yeah.
Good morning, Brian.
What up?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on the phone lines, 877-971-HITS. Good morning, Tam.
Good morning.
You can call or text that number. Also, social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Appreciate you hanging out with us, bro. Speaking about social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, you are going to find, especially on Instagram, tons of coverage from the American Music Awards that went down last night. It was epic. We got to chill on the red carpet. Brian and I had a little different experience than Chelsea, per se. But I really enjoyed the experience we had, man. It was fun. So let me break it down to you. So Chelsea, she works with Billboard on the digital side, and she's been doing this for many years and crushes it. So she has like a little stage to interview a bunch of artists and so on and so forth. We were on the other side of the red carpet with the rest of media and so on and so forth. And, you know, some artists would make it to us, but not really. But the best part about it is that all like the every artist needed to walk by us because that was right into the entrance
spot.
Into the entrance of the Microsoft. Microsoft building, right?
Yeah.
Microsoft Theater.
Theater. So it was so cool. So you could get everybody walking by. Cardi B, J-Lo.
Taylor Swift, I saw you guys.
Taylor Swift. We got the first glimpse at Taylor Swift looking like a disco ball. And she was absolutely stunning and beautiful. But what was funny about this is that there's this guy next to us, a reporter from Australia. His name is Dean. Absolutely amazing.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of people were trying to take videos of the artists going into the Microsoft Theater. They would never turn out their camera. This guy had a secret. He would hold up his cell phone and he would say, "Hey, Taylor Swift, say hi to Australia."
Yeah. It worked.
And good then line. Every artist would turn around, "Hi, Australia." And we're like, dude, we need to do something like that, bro. Like, "Hey, Taylor Swift, say what's up to Compton." Or something like
or
that,
to
you
Amp
know?
Amp Radio?
Yeah,
Amp Radio. Brad finally got the courage when G-Eazy walked through to be like,
good.
But on the video, it looks like G-Eazy totally big time just ignores us because he's like, "Hey, G-Eazy, you're playing our concert in October. Or, we can't survive." And then as Brad's filming, he hits a pole. It blocks off, and that's when G-Eazy looks back and like throws a wave, but it really just looks like he just didn't care.
That's hilarious.
G-Eazy heard "We Can't Survive." He's gonna be performing on October 20th at the Hollywood Bowl, and then that's when he turned around. I was like, "Yeah, that's right! Like, it's gonna be epic, you know." By the way, get your tickets at WeCan'tSurvive.com. But it was an awesome experience. We did get to catch up with J Balvin, also Bad Bunny, that performed "I Like It" with Cardi B. Super humble, super amazing people. And Chels, you forgot to tell us this, man. At least
what?
Me. Dude, major rookie fail for me.
What happened?
I drank like an entire huge iced coffee before
Ooh,
the red carpet.
Bad news bears.
And now I had to chill it for 2 hours wanting to take a leak and I couldn't.
Oh my
How
gosh.
Do you do it?
Yeah, you just do it, man. Yeah, you don't. There's no going to the bathroom. There's no bathroom that's close. You're not trying to maneuver getting in and on and off the red carpet. Yeah, you have to sort of just plan accordingly, man. You just don't drink a lot of liquids that morning.
See, I had a shot of whiskey and a beer. I was fine.
You're good, bro. I was like, even a porta potty out here? Somebody help a brother out.
Yeah.
Nah, but it was a good time, man. We got tons of audio. Chelsea has a ton of audio as well from the red carpet.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
If there's anybody knows how to do award shows, it's Post Malone,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Humble rolling up, straight up, looking like a Nacho Libre outfit. and just loving life, man. Drinking out of like a red cup.
Solo cup, man.
Yeah, yeah. The solo cup life.
It's like his thing.
Partier.
He gets into the American Music Awards last night and he's just chilling, sipping on wine the entire time.
He's great. I was talking to him backstage a little bit, and it's so funny because he comes off, you think he's going to be just sort of this like tough guy, you know, that's kind of maybe like, I don't want to say like a jerk, but you think he kind of will blow you off. I chatted with him and he's so, hey, nice to meet you, man.
Sweet
like,
dude.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I won these awards. He's just so like genuine and kind. And so it's so, he's a cool dude. I mean,
it's one of those situations where if you have face tattoos, I'm already assuming like you're not the nicest person to hang out with.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's a lot of totally wonderful tatted up face folk listening right now who are like, hey, I'm very pleasant. Well, good. I'm glad. But I'm just saying, from afar, I'm generally not going to be like, hey, that guy's going to be super sweet.
Exactly.
Maybe people's next face tattoo should be, hey, I'm pleasant.
Yeah, yeah, right? Big old smiley face.
Please approach. Say hi.
That's what Post should be, right?
Hey, there you go. No, Post Malone definitely crushed it, though. Favorite male artist of the year for pop rock. Also favorite album at the American Music Awards. Coming up next, we got the dammy dumb story of the day. Super hilarious. Rap to Khalid and Normani with Love Lies. Khalid also won big yesterday. And big shout out for favorite male artist R&B. And you will be able to catch him. Also, you'll be able to catch LMA, who performed at the show yesterday, live at the Hollywood Bowl, October 20th, familia, for our We Can't Survive 2018. Get your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. It's going to be partly sunny today. Right now it's cloudy, 63 degrees here in LA and in the OC. The high is going to reach only 70 degrees for LA and the OC. The high in the valley will all be in the high 70s. Enjoy that, man. Sending our thoughts and prayers, man, as the panhandle out in Florida getting ready to get hit by Hurricane Michael, Category 4 with 140 mile per hour winds.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Coming straight at him today. It's going to be making hitting land today right in the afternoon Eastern time, so around midday our time. And is it, I'm assuming it's going to affect like Georgia and all that
stuff. I'm sure. My girlfriend's have her parents have a condo down, not on the beach in Panama City, but it's like across the street that goes along the shore. So I texted her because I didn't even know this hurricane was that bad, but they, like the storm swell, like their place is going to get just flooded because that is like a really, really flat beach. That whole place is, it doesn't take a whole lot. It's beautiful, man. I went down there last fall with Jessica and we saw like, man, like stingrays swimming along the shore and stuff. Yeah, it's
the
really pretty.
Beautiful too.
Yeah, and the water, I mean, the Gulf of Mexico is just a totally different body of water than we have out here on the West Coast.
That's crazy. Like, how do you prepare for that?
You
leave.
Know,
you just
you board up everything
just
and get out.
Knowing that like your home is going to get potentially ruined, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, right. Like, but even just like leaving your home, right? Like leaving your home and just not knowing. I guess in a way, it's kind of like, it's kind of like fires here in Southern California. In the sense, like, you know, there's a fire close to your home. Mm-hmm. You leave and not knowing what you're gonna come back to. It's pretty wild. But thoughts and prayers go out for everybody's gonna be impacted by Hurricane Michael coming through today. All right, familia. Coming up next, we have at 7:45. Don't miss out on this because you've been following the bet all along between Brian, Chelsea, and I. We're Dodgers. Brian is Braves. He's getting his LA shaved into his head today. Our barber Johnny coming through, baby, at 7:45 a.m. Tune in, and if you can't tune in at that time for whatever reason, you can download the app radio.com, or we will be also live on Facebook at facebook.com 97.1 AMP Radio.
Gonna be wearing a lot of hats for the next 2.5 weeks.
It's gonna look good, bro.
It's not gonna look good. Nobody looks at a white dude with something shaved in his head and thinks anything other than douche. Sorry.
What's our dammy dumb story of the day? And it's not Brian rooting for the Braves.
Nope.
Dammy dumb.
This is coming out of Springfield, Missouri. 33-year-old Dustin Burns has been now charged with tampering with an electronic monitoring bracelet. And sometimes if you are doing time or you're released, early release for whatever you've done wrong in the judicial system, you will get an anklet monitor. So they give you like house arrest.
Right.
They want to monitor where you're at. Well, this dummy decided to show people how to remove the bracelet or the anklet without setting off the detection system that would, you know, trigger the authority to come and get you. He used a butter knife and a screwdriver. Now, that is a dumb thing to do. You're going to get in trouble. The reason this moron's in trouble is because he put it on Facebook Live.
Wow. Damn, he dumb.
And the video is still up on Facebook.
It went viral, I'm assuming.
Which is hilarious. It's got like a couple thousand shares. It didn't take long for the Missouri authorities to be like, we probably should go get him. Like, he removes his anklet like an idiot. And he's like, there it is. Not gone off yet.
On the video, he like posted his location where he was at and everything, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, he's taking one for the team. He's like, here's the how-to before I get taken away.
He definitely jumped on that for everybody. So he's back in jail now and will be staying there until the end of his sentence in 6 months.
Damn, he dumb.
Thank you, Brian. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
So the American Music Awards went down last night. I'm still recovering. We were all there on the carpet.
Yeah, we're all recovering for sure.
So if you missed it, here's some highlights. So Taylor Swift had a huge night. She opened the show with a fiery performance of I Did Something Bad. She also took home 4 AMAs, which means she broke Whitney Houston's record for the most AMA wins by a female artist.
That is huge.
Ever, which is insane.
That's she's not done.
No, she's one away from Michael Jackson.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Of course, and she's so young.
And she looked, I loved her outfit last night,
That disco ball get up was dope.
And she even called it the human disco ball.
Yes.
She posted on her social media. She rocked it, man.
Camila Cabello also took home 4 awards, including Best New Artist of the Year. She also delivered an emotional performance of her orchestral version of her new single, Consequences. Mm. She did an incredible job. I actually caught up with her backstage right after her performance. And here's what she had to say about her big night.
Such a big night, obviously winning 4 AMAs and knowing you for so many years, I feel like this is like the moment you've been dreaming about for
We've
so long.
Such a long way. Cheers to that, sister. Well, I feel like tonight was definitely had that kind of theme around it because I was just thinking about just me when I was younger and just kind of everything that I've had to, you know, work for and all the hard times and all the doubts and all that stuff. I think these moments are when you're like, you know what, like, enjoy this moment, like, own this moment. You've worked for it. You're here.
Super proud of her, man.
Yeah. She said she also was watching motivational videos before she went on stage. She's like, that's what I've been doing lately. It just, like, gets me in this mindset.
Kobe Bryant videos, by the
yes!
way.
What up, Kobe?
I know. I loved it.
A lot of people speculating whether or not she's still with Matthew Hussey.
I'm not speculating. I'm calling it. She's not.
And, Brian, you're saying because of her acceptance
speech. Well, the acceptance speech, listen, you don't have to thank your boyfriend. It's not your husband. It's not your fiance. Mm-hmm. It's your boyfriend. But I found it weird. We were in the crowd where she made it a point. Like, she really thanked her fans. And she had a crew of fans mm-hmm. down by the stage.
Yeah.
And she's like, you guys are the ones. Like, you've been here every year. I love you guys. I recognize your faces.
Right.
The fans are what I feel so good. My dad is my date. Like, who's really kind of like out of the, like, left field.
And then her latest post on social media says this. It's a video of her kind of fixing her hair. And it says, hair flips the pain away.
Whoa. Interesting.
I don't know.
Okay. Because I
could
was
be about
say,
that, the no, breakup, like, potentially breakup with Matthew Hussey, her boyfriend, or it could be dealing with the drama with Lauren.
Yeah, because knowing Camila, I feel like she's a very private person. She really hasn't made a public appearance with Matt. Like, obviously, they've gotten paparazzi photos together,
sure.
but she's not someone that has ever brought a boyfriend on a red carpet. So I was kind of just like, oh, yeah, she brings her parents with her everywhere she goes. So, but that's an interesting take that she did that. There was obviously a little bit of drama with, you know, Lauren and Normani were there. There's obviously tension. I asked Lauren on the carpet about. I was like, you know, Camila's here. Normani, are you excited, nervous to see them? And she got so awkward about it. And kind of a lot of fans online are like, oh, she clearly is still affected by it. So kind of upsetting for harmonizers. So Cardi B, along with J Balvin and Bad Bunny, put on an awesome performance of I Like It. You guys were in the audience. You said it was incredible.
Yeah, it was just so many people dancing, bands. It was crazy.
She took home the award for favorite hip-hop rap artist and dedicated her award to her daughter.
And I really want to thank my daughter, and not just because she's my daughter, but while I was pregnant, I was just so influenced to be like, yo, I gotta do this. I gotta show people wrong, because they said I wasn't gonna make it after I had a baby.
I love people were like chanting Cardi B in the audience.
It's like she was running for office.
Yes.
Yeah, I legit believe if Cardi would have run for office, she would win.
Oh, done. For sure.
That would be wild, right?
And one of my favorite moments from the red carpet, I actually talked to J Balvin, and he raved on and on about Cardi and how she brings the party wherever she goes, and he just loves her so much. And he actually did a little Cardi B impression for me. Here it is.
Can you do a Cardi impression at all? Yes. Jay Balvin doing Cardi B one more time.
Nice, Chelsea. And obviously, it was a big deal, man. Singing in Spanish on the American Music Awards with I Like It, along with Bad Bunny. We got to catch up with him as well, and this is what he said he felt in regards to that.
Hermanito, ¿cómo se siente? How do you feel the fact you're performing tonight at AMA's Cardi B, Bad Bunny?
I'm so grateful. You know, I think this is a beautiful opportunity for the culture. You know, the fact that we're here singing in Spanish, and, you know, it's a blessing.
Super humble guy, realizes what a big situation this is. Both Bad Bunny and him saying, you know, we're breaking through glass ceiling, we're so breaking barriers. Super proud of them for sure.
And they were two dudes that were like running mad late to get in on the red carpet. Like they were coming through at the end and their publicist was like, we don't have time. And they both stopped and wanted to talk and hang out for a while, like way longer than they should have.
Right.
They were like, we're starting in 4 minutes. And they're good.
That was because they did all the press. And I love that. When you see artists, a lot of country artists do that too. They do all the interviews. And I think that that's so respectable. So
also, they're probably on Latino time.
I don't want to say it, man. I can say it.
It was such a good show last night, you guys. Check out our Instagram, 97.1 Amp Radio, also ampradio.com, because we have total coverage of it. There's also an Aretha Franklin tribute. Shawn Mendes performed, J-Lo, Missy Elliott. It was awesome. Head there right now and check that out for sure.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, you ever been singing along to your favorite song and you're singing stuff you have no idea what it means, but you're just singing along. And I think one of our favorite parts of the I Like It, which was performed by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and Jane Balvin last night at the American Music Awards, is when Bad Bunny does this.
It's fun.
Right? Always hits that when we're
singing. Yeah.
So we caught up with Bad Bunny on the red carpet yesterday because, listen, I'm Latino, I'm Mexican, and I obviously understand Spanish fluently and all that, but Puerto Rican Spanish is different, spoken differently. And then you got Latin trap Spanish or like slang, and that's totally different. So here's Bad Bunny explaining it.
Chambean, chambean, pero no alan. Pero significa a toda esa gente que se pasan tirando y tirando y tirando y ya no tienen con qué tirar, no tienen, la gente critica y ya la misma.
Habla puro choro.
Ay, lo mismo siempre, ya no tienen nada que decir.
Yeah. So that's what it means, guys.
I got it, dude. It's funny.
So,
I don't even understand like English trap music. You know what I'm saying?
No, what he's saying, what chambean, chambean means, because for me, for a Mexican, chambean is slang for working and working. But for him, in Puerto Rico, it just means somebody that is blabbing a lot, trying to talk smack, but isn't saying anything. Chambean, chambean, pero no hablan. They're blabbing, blabbing, but they're not talking.
Right, running so your mouth means nothing.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he also had this to say. Bad Bunny, woo! Tonight performing AMAs. ¿Qué se siente, hermano? How do you feel as a Latino?
Contento, happy, proud.
There it is, man. Super proud and happy. Stay tuned. We are 97.1 Amp Radio. Check out all our coverage from the American Music Awards on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Tons of the artists that you saw at the American Music Awards yesterday will be performing live for you. I'm talking about Khalid will be performing. Also Shawn Mendes, LMA, who crushed it live, and many more. Please get your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com. All right. But yeah, it's going to be a fun concert. It always is. It's absolutely amazing. But I want to talk this morning and invite some special guests into our studio to talk about the real reason why we do We Can't Survive. And that is because a portion of the proceeds goes to support young women battling cancer. And in studio right now, we have Jacqueline and her husband, Charles, from Marina Del Rey. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And we're super happy to say that Jacqueline is a survivor.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And
awesome.
Even when you said yes, you kind of closed your eyes.
Emphasis.
Yeah.
You're like, yes. Yeah. And thank you so much for coming in and telling us your story, because I believe we're talking about We Can't Survive. And yeah, it's a fun experience, but really it's for a great cause. And we have an amazing audience that loves to support our community, and especially women going through this battle. How long ago did you find out that you were, at that moment in time, diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, I found out a couple years ago. I was actually just getting home from work, and we took the dog out to the beach. And when we took the dog out, I would just put on a t-shirt and we were playing around in the sand. And then my husband actually was the one who found a mass right under my right breast. And it was a really subtle mass. It wasn't something that you could have just, you know, touched on the surface. And at that point in time, I pretty much knew that this was something that we really needed to check out. It was something serious. And I definitely went right up to my physician and made sure that I looked into it. My mom had breast cancer twice. So she had it when I was 48, and she also had it again. Well, she had it when she was 48, and then she had it again when she was 68. So she's had it twice.
Charles, what was that like for you as a husband? And hearing that word, right, the C word that we all hate, you know what I'm saying? And finding this out about your beautiful wife, that she's going to be going through this battle.
Yeah, it was surreal. We kind of, once we felt it and we were like, oh, no, no, we're trying to convince ourselves it was nothing.
Right. Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, convincing ourselves it was no big deal. But in the back of our heads, you know, we could tell it was definitely something. And then once we went through the process, getting the diagnosis, it all came to reality.
Jacqueline, going through the process and going through this battle, tons of doubt, tons of questions come up, right? Arise and so on and so forth. What role did the Young Survival Coalition play in you battling and beating cancer and being a survivor? And that is the organization that we're supporting with our We Can Survive 2018 ticket sales.
Sure. So when you get diagnosed, you feel so overwhelmed and you're scared and you're lonely and you feel like you don't know where to turn. And there's so much information out there, whether it's through other people, through organizations, and you're really trying to figure out who you should trust. One thing I loved about the Young Survival Coalition was that it gave me a nice community of other young women who were going through what I'm going through. And it was a large, large community of women, whether it be locally, whether it was, you know, going through online portals or emails or messaging other women. They really helped connect me, and it made me feel empowered. It made me feel like I wasn't alone and I wasn't going through this by myself or just me and Charles. And I felt like I would be able to have a team behind me, an army behind me through every step of the battle. So we're talking from diagnosis to figuring out what's going to be the right course of treatment for me, deciding what was going to be the best thing that I should be doing for myself and for my future. So figuring all that out, it was really huge to have that support system. And there's a lot of other organizations out there.
Right.
But YSC in particular, I just felt like I connected well.
Right.
And from the minute that you go to the website and the minute that you, you know, call and you do the outreach, I just felt like I had that connection with them.
You said something so important there. You said, I didn't feel alone and I felt empowered.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that's going through a difficult moment right now in life, period, you know, nonetheless, cancer, feels like that sometimes. Right. I'm alone. I have no hope. I don't know what to do. Yeah. But to be a part of a Young Survival Coalition, to have that support and that empowerment and that team going, hey, we're going through this as well. We're with you in this situation. It must be so important. That's why if you're just tuning in, we're just catching up with Jacqueline. She's a survivor. And Charles, her husband, from Marina Del Rey. And the importance of We Can Survive 2018. Yes, it's an amazing time. Great artists performing. But it's for a great cause to support survivors like Jacqueline, to feel empowered, to feel that they're not alone and that they're going to beat cancer.
To know the expectations.
Yeah.
Too. Like, you know, my brother's going through chemotherapy for colon cancer, and I know that for him it's so like it's all overwhelming, but to have somebody that you can talk to that's, you know, just one step ahead of you that can say, hey, this is what you're going to go through, this is, so it's not like a surprise party every time you go to that next appointment or that next procedure or chemotherapy, you know what to expect. So to have a network like Young Survival Coalition there to like tell you, hey, you're going to be good, like don't you know, it can all come at you at one time. Focus on this. Take it step by step and you'll be all right.
And there's a lot of young women, too. We're talking like 17, 18 years old within the group.
Right.
So being able to connect with them and them really feeling like, geez, I really don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
But to be able to raise your hand and say, listen, I'm at this part in my journey. And it is a never-ending journey.
Right.
But at this part in your journey, you can help them and kind of like be their support system and really connect one-on-one. The YSC gives us that opportunity. So.
Yeah, and you can visit youngsurvival.org, youngsurvival.org if you're battling cancer right now and you need a support system and help. And to wrap up, Charles, I'm a husband, and one of my favorite things in life is waking up next to my wife and seeing her every morning, hugging her, and my daughter, Ariela, who's a year, 9 months, coming over, dada, 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 mama, mama, waking us up. What is it like for you knowing that Jacqueline, being a survival, is there still next to you in bed waking up with you? And what do you want to say to her?
You know, every day is a blessing. And, you know, I'm so proud of how far you've come and how far we've come. And, you know, now we truly live every day as a blessing after going through this. So
thank you for sharing your guys' story.
Yeah.
As you can hear, guys, We Can't Survive 2018. It's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, the real reason why we do this is to support survivors like Jacqueline. So visit WeCan'tSurvive.com and make sure you buy your tickets now. We're 10 days away, okay? 10 days away. So get your tickets. They're selling out fast, familia. Also, I want to challenge like local businesses that want to buy tickets and support this as a local business. If you do so, text us. We want to shout you out. Organizations, group of friends, high schools, colleges, fraternities, sororities, etc.
Yeah, so people that this cause means something to them.
Yeah, band together at work and say, hey, man, we're going to go to this concert. Not only have a great time, but support the Young Survival Coalition, right? And text us your info or your name because we want to shout you out. 877-971-HIT.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
All right, we're welcoming our very own house barber, Johnny, into the studio. Get up for Johnny, everybody.
Hey, Johnny.
From Royal Flush LA Barbershop. Everybody's like, good to see you, Johnny.
There he is.
Except for Brian. He's like, nah, man, every time I see you, it's not a good thing for me.
It's not his fault. It's just every time he's in here, I get something cut into the back of my head. It's like, it's hard to be excited for the, you know, for the Reaper. You know what I mean?
If you haven't been following along, we had a bet going on in studio. Chelsea and I are supporting the LA Dodgers, baby.
Woo!
Get it, man, in the Atlanta Braves versus Dodgers series in the playoffs. Obviously, the Dodgers won. Brian was betting for the Braves. He lost. And now we're going to go on and play Milwaukee this Friday at 5 p.m. But now, we have the first portion of the bet being paid for already, which is Brian had to buy one of our listeners breakfast along with their coworkers. Mm-hmm. And in case you missed it, this happened yesterday with Paola from Culver City.
Oh, my God. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
You should have bet for the winning team.
But if I did that, then no one gets breakfast and no one has to cut their hair in the studio. Come on, I'm trying to entertain people.
True.
Paola, where do you work and how many people work there?
In Culver City for Daniel's Jewelers, we're about 25 people.
Oh, wow.
No!
That's
going to hurt the bank a little bit.
25!
And they're going to be really happy.
Paola, be honest. Your coworkers, you got some gorditos up in there that love to grub or what?
Always.
Always.
If between 25 people, you know there's going to be a few.
You guys hook me up with some jewelry?
Engagement ring?
You never know. Perhaps? I mean, I just need hookups.
Paola, actually, part of the bet that we hadn't rolled out is that Brian needs to get an LA Dodgers grill.
I'd actually take that in a second.
Please, we do custom stuff, too, so don't worry.
Between the shaved head and the grill, can you imagine what kind of attention Brian's going to get on the streets of Hollywood?
Look at this Paul Wall wannabe over here. You call me Whack-Lamore.
You might as well just start a rap career now, right?
Whack-Lamore, that is great. So that first part is already in motion. Appreciate you being a man of your word, Brian. Second part, you'll get to catch on Facebook Live on 97.1 AMP Radio. Our barber Johnny from Royal Flush LA Barbershop here on Fairfax in LA setting up in studio to shave a huge LA logo into Brian's hair.
Huge. Let's not get crazy.
Well, you were the one that raised the stakes.
No, I did not say
you.
You
did.
You pipe down over there.
And Chelsea and I are going to start the shaving. Just a little bit of the L.
Oh, okay. I'm into that.
Come on, let's not make this a catastrophe. Yeah. I got to live my life here, all right?
All right, so stay tuned. Coming up next, we got our barber Johnny. We'll be set up by then, and we'll be Facebook Live in just a few minutes to start this process. Brian paying up on his bet, and I love it. And do you hear that buzzing noise in the background?
Yes, I can hear that.
It is not an electrical toothbrush. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
There it is.
Yep.
It's actually something that Chelsea is holding in her hand right now. And it is a clipper. Yes, a clipper, like a barber rocks a clipper, because Brian is about to pay up on his bet.
Like, I'm a little concerned at how excited she is, because we were just joking around about them, but you guys being able to cut in, like, the L into my head, and Chelsea's like, but I kind of really want to do it. It's like,
Chelsea, back away the clipper a little bit, because I can't hear Brian. Thanks.
I'm clipper happy.
It's just,
right,
it's concerning to me how bad she wants to just, like, jab clippers in the back of my head.
Living my best life right now.
So, a little bit of context, we had a bet going down in studio with the Atlanta Braves versus Dodgers series. Obviously, the Dodgers won. Duh, arriba los Dodgers. And Chelsea and I were Team Dodgers. Brian was supporting the Braves. So now he's going to get LA shaved into the back of his head. And Chelsea's going to do the honor of doing the first indent into Brian's hair for the L. Now, our barber Johnny, can you please help her, like, indicate her? Because Chelsea's over there dancing to Sierra. You know what I'm saying? And she's about to buzz Brian.
She's not taking it serious
not
right
at
now.
All,
as serious
bro.
I need her to take this. I'm going to have this in the back of my head for like 3 weeks.
I mean, when we go to We Can't Survive in 10 days, you're going to be rocking a huge LA sign in the back of your head.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be super exciting.
Buy your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com. We are live on Facebook as well for you to check this out. All my Dodger fans that want to see this, you love it when people bet against us and they're totally wrong. Facebook live right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. All right, Chelsea. Go hey, in for the first. Johnny, but seriously, bro.
I got it.
Johnny or Barbara, hold her hand.
Hey, that's cool.
Chelsea, you're moving around way too much. All right, here it goes. The first one.
Dude,
get in there.
That's wild high.
No. Oh, my gosh. No, what are you doing, Chelsea? She's going up and down. Dude, it's just a little line.
I think that's good.
Don't move, Brian. Don't move. Okay, that's enough, Chelsea. Yo, somebody hold her back.
That was so high. That's like almost on the top of my head.
Yo. Chelsea's just going up and down for days. Chelsea, how happy are you right now?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't do a whole lot.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I actually feel like
beat
my
it.
Technique was not.
All right, let's get the professional in there. Johnny from Royal Flush LA Barbershop here on Fairfax in LA. About to buzz the huge LA, baby, sign into Brian's head.
Let's go easy on the huge part, right? It could be reasonable. A reasonable LA.
It's going to be going down, man, on Facebook Live right now on 97.1 Amp Radio. Check it out. Comment, like. And text us or call if you're a huge Dodger fan. You want to talk to Brian. 877-971-HITS. Should we baptize him today to be a Dodger fan?
I don't understand why you're trying to just pile it on right now. I'm getting a haircut, and now you're going to let people call in just to heckle me while it happens?
Bro, because I'm not going to leave you hanging. I want to baptize you into a Dodger fan so you don't make the same mistake again, dog.
I'm never betting again on anything. I'll never be making any mistakes.
Blanca from LA already commented. She said, he's got a big head. Let's do more than just LA.
Oh, shoot.
Settle down, Blanca. How about that?
Another listener said, you should be chopping through the whole process like the Braves chop in their stadium, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what's happening right now. That's how I feel.
Just getting chopped, right? And we got Padrino Rigo on the line right now. Huge Dodger fan. What up, Rigo?
Woo-hoo! Good morning, you guys. What's up, baby?
What up, bro? How does it feel right now that Brian's paying up on his bed and getting a huge LA shaved into the back of his head, bro?
You know, Brian's my guy. I'm actually very proud that he's paying up. I'm watching you guys on Facebook Live, and it's looking like Apache Sasquatch. But hey, go Brian. Go Dodgers.
Yeah. I definitely am regretting. Like, I took a quick shower this morning because I was running late. My hair is looking mad oily right now. And some lady was like, shave it all off. It looks thin. You know what? Suck it, lady. How about that? I don't have any bounce in volume this morning.
You didn't rock your head and shoulders this morning, bro.
I forgot.
This is interesting because this is not the first time Brian loses a bet like this. Last time he bet in the World Cup, he bet against my Mexican soccer team, and he bet for Germany, and Germany lost, and you got a huge M for Mexico in the back of your head, bro.
I mean,
what are you going to learn, Brian?
Well, what I'm learning is I'm just not going to bet anymore. I'm a grown man. I can't be shaving words and letters in the back of my head.
Brian, you could be starting a trend, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm killing a trend is what I'm doing.
Just white folk getting letters in their head?
Every Caucasian human being who's like, hey, man, maybe I'll shave some of my head. I'm showing you just how dumb you're going to look. We don't have the cultural confidence for this look right here.
Padrino Rigo, since you are our padrino, man, our godfather from the show, being our first caller ever about 7 months ago, man, do you think we should baptize Brian now that he's doing this as a Dodger fan for the rest of the playoffs versus Milwaukee and so on and so forth?
You know, I would normally say no. You know, I do not let anyone onto the bandwagon. But Brian, that's my brother. He's paying up like a man. And I think we should baptize him, man. Let's do it.
Does Brian even want to be baptized as a Dodger fan?
Well, sure as hell don't want to shave anything else in my head, so yes.
You officially want to become a Dodger fan for the rest of the series?
Yeah, for the rest of the playoffs, definitely.
Yeah, well done, baby! Let's get my Dodger hat on him.
My head is big, but not big enough to have another team shaved into it this week.
It's official. Brian is rocking my Dodger hat right now. Looking fresh, bro.
You know what?
My head is a lot smaller than yours, bro. It just looks like a little cupcake on top of his head right now. Right?
Is the fact that I'm getting my haircut not enough for you people? Now everyone's just trashing
me
on Facebook Live.
And laughing.
Yeah, roasting me for having a big head. I'm 6'4", you tiny people. Get out of here.
Oh, man. Padrino Rigo, appreciate you. Much love, bro. Y arriba los Dodgers.
Arriba los Dodgers! Love you guys. Take care. Have a great day.
You too, man. Keep checking it out. The process is going to continue throughout this morning. Johnny, how far away are we from you being completely done with the L.A. shave that back into Brian's head because he lost the bet?
10 more minutes.
10 more minutes.
10 minutes, everybody.
Can you speed it up to 3 minutes because we got to go to commercials and stuff? Brian's like, no, don't speed it up.
Start hacking away, buddy.
All right, check it out. It's Facebook Live right now, 97.1 Amp Radio. Make sure you comment. Yes, baby. Big moment right now for my bro, Brian. He's being baptized as an official Dodger fan now because not many people have L.A. shaved into the back of their head like him. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't seen it yet, but I can tell you the prestige in which Johnny is able to shave letters in the back of the head. As soon as you pull out the straight razor. Once I felt the straight razor, well, one, I got terrified I was going to sneeze and suffer some sort of wild laceration. But second, when someone's going all the way down to the straight razor, I have pretty brown hair. And a very white scalp. So you're going to be able to see my L.A. shaving my head from space.
Glowing.
Yeah, legit. You're going to think it's going to be like one of those signs, like donuts, you know what I'm saying? Like open signs.
You'll be able to pull it up on Google Earth as I'm walking down Wilshire.
If you didn't know, now you know. We had a bet going on in studio. Chelsea and I supporting the Dodgers. Brian was supporting the Braves. Obviously, Braves lost, so now he has to shave L.A. in the back of his head. And he's going to see it for the very first time. Like another perfect day. Get it, bro? All right, ready, Brian, for the big reveal. We are live on Facebook right now.
Yes, who's got a photo of it?
We're live on Facebook at 97.1 Amp Radio. Here it is, the reveal for the first time. Brian is going to see the huge LA in the back of his head.
Wow! That is impressive. Oh, my God. That is definitely in LA. Whoa. Whoa. Wow.
It covers the entire back of his head.
Does it feel a little breezy back there?
Yeah, it definitely does. Lord, that's big. Okay. Well, there we go.
There it is, Brian. Man, you are a true legit fan now, man. Supporting against the Milwaukee Brewers this Friday, kicking off.
You can't even hide that with a hat.
No, bro.
And I brought a hat today.
There is no way. We got a Dodger hat for you, though, too. On Facebook Live, we got some cool, funny comments. People are just asking, why does Chelsea always wear crop tops? That's exactly the questions that are coming up.
Crop top season.
You know, it's so trendy, right, guys?
No, I like them. You look cute.
I don't know. I'm really into crop sweatshirts right now. Yeah. Because it's like, you know, they're cozy, but then also you can move.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a horrible reason, but.
All clothes.
Yeah, crop tops, if you don't know what that is, a lot of dudes that are listening right now, basically it's like, you know when you throw your sweater in the dryer and you weren't supposed to and then it shrinks?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's basically a crop top.
I should start doing that. Yeah. Actually, just making them and not paying a lot of money for them. Pay double the price for a regular sweatshirt and it's half a sweatshirt.
You could just cut it off with scissors from anything you get at Target.
I know.
Also, in the comments, tons of dudes asking Chelsea out on dates.
Okay.
On Facebook Live, Chelsea to that says, send pictures from multiple angles.
Okay.
And then she'll let you know if she hits you back.
Second that?
All right, fantastic. Brian, you did it, bro. You paid up. Also, you got Paola from Cobble City. You're going to have to buy her and her 25 coworkers some food, some breakfast, so they appreciate it. And we're getting comments saying that you should get the LA Grill in your mouth.
Mm.
I'm down for that.
Paola, our listener, can hook you up with because she works at a jewelry store, and we brought this up earlier. Paola, actually, part of the bet that we hadn't rolled out is that Brian needs to get an LA Dodgers grill.
I'd actually take that in a second.
We do custom stuff, too, so don't worry.
Between the shaved head and the grill, can you imagine what kind of attention Brian's going to get on the streets of Hollywood?
Look at this Paul Wall wannabe over here. They call me Whack Lamore.
You might as well just start career now, right?
There it is, Brian. Proud of you, bro. Thank you so much for being a man of your word.
And thanks to everybody ripping my awful hair today on Facebook. That was nice. I forgot that I wore like hair product yesterday, and I have very fine hair, and everyone's like, just shave it off. It's all patchy. And I'm like, yeah, it's because it's kind of oily. I didn't use shampoo this morning. I was running late.
Padrino Rigo called this that you look like a patchy Sasquatch.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that, guys.
Who thinks of that, bro? God,
wonderful group of people on Facebook Live today.
All right, man. So learned his lesson, never to bet against the Dodgers. Thank you to Johnny from Royal Flush LA Barbershop here on 4th and Fairfax. Very young Latino owning his own barbershop, man. Super proud of you, dog. Check him out, 4th and Fairfax here in LA. Check out pictures and video up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. And Brian, like another perfect day. You got to love LA now, bro. Come on now. We love it.
Yes, we do.
Let's go, Dodgers.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Happy hump day. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, 827 in the morning. So by now you know that if you're a millennial, you're like one of the most studied creatures on planet Earth. And we are millennials. If you're asking if you are a millennial or not, it's if you were born between basically 1981 and 1996, roughly, then you are a millennial. So interesting study I found, because they keep coming out, and it's so intriguing, because that's us, right? Mm-hmm. Is what us millennials love to splurge on and what we're really like stingy with our money with. And let's go to our text line, 877-971-HIT, see if you hit this on spot. What do you think we love to splurge on? Brian, what are our texts saying, bro?
We got from 310, splurge on food. Mm. We've got from 714, splurge on food, and then cute clothes for the gym.
Okay, that's a good one.
A lot of people saying food. 714, another one from the food. Most people I know my age spend most of their money on food. Food and travel from the 213. Lori from Simi Valley says she spends half her paycheck on food.
Avocado.
D from, yeah, right. D from Silmar says we stingy on weed. The 323 shoes. We got shoes from the 323.
Right. All right, cool. So here it is, man. According to the study, items that us millennials love to splurge on, right? Spend lots of money on. Like, we are not going to cut any corners when it comes to, and this is totally me, man. I totally agree with this. Toilet paper.
Interesting.
I do not mess around with my toilet paper, man. I could be broke. I'll ask somebody for money, but I need like my quadruple ply. I ain't trying to like let my fingers run through or scratch anything up.
You're all about the quilted comfort. Oh,
let me tell you, there are days like, and Janet, my wife, knows this. I'm like, babe, what's up with this toilet paper? And she's like, oh, babe, I'm sorry. We just moved into this new house. I was in a rush. I was like,
you can't do this to me.
Do we need to go to counseling?
Oh my gosh.
Like, do you know how important this is? So that's important. Toilet paper. Any of you guys, or you guys don't care?
I think for me now I do, because when I was broke, we would like take it from like truck stop bathrooms, like the extra roll.
I remember
for a while I had a McDonald's napkin dispenser on the back of the toilet. This is when like, I was living like three people in a two bedroom apartment in West Hollywood. We're all paying like $400 a month, living paycheck to paycheck. So now that I have like a steady job, I have quilted toilet paper kind of money. I'm two ply.
Making a rain toilet paper.
It's funny, I've never really thought about it, but I guess I do get the quilted. I mean, I prefer it, but I've never like overly thought about it, or you know.
Yeah, because I mean, there was a time, like Brian's saying, man, we used to rock. This is the worst. You know those paper napkins, if you will, or paper
towels,
yeah, if you will. But they're like made out of almost like construction paper. They're brown. Yeah. Like you get them at like elementary school. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
In the bathrooms here too. Yeah, that stuff.
Like sandpaper, basically.
Legit taking sandpaper to your booty. Anyway, so toilet paper, we're down to splurge on that. Shoes.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Someone nailed that one, yeah.
No surprise on that, man. Uh-huh. A lot of sneakerheads. A lot of people loving shoes. I'm digging shoes.
Cell phone's
sure.
Got to be on there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's into technology.
It's not in top three, but it is very close up there. Just any type of technology. Mm-hmm. We go all out on that situation. And Apple thanks you for that. last but not least, number three, coffee, guys.
Oh,
we don't mind paying extra money for coffee.
Gotta get that Alfred's coffee in there, that blue bottle, for sure.
You know what's interesting about that? I don't know if it would be any different for any other generations, except for the fact that now coffee is an entire industry. You know, like in the 80s, you had coffee. What do you want, black coffee, or do you want cream in your coffee? Now it's like, do you want a frappuccino? Look, we got words that people didn't even know in 1985.
It's funny, too. I actually have, like, I can count, like, three or four friends that became, like, professional baristas and opened their own coffee shops, like, back in Detroit and here in L.A. and stuff. So it became, like, it really is a career, a craft, yeah.
Kind of becoming, like, a brewery, in a sense.
I always feel so bad when somebody takes all this effort to, like, design the top of, you order, like, a mocha or a latte or something, and on the top of it, they draw, like, some piece of artwork, and then they look. Yeah, they give it to you. Like, here you go. Like, look at my creation. I'm like, fine. Slam a lid on it and just start drinking. And you just watch their all their dreams just fade.
They're like, wait, hold on. You didn't even take a picture of that.
I didn't get to sign it.
Exactly. All right. So that's what we love to splurge on as millennials. So here's what we're like mad stingy about. Ready? Which is kind of sad, man. Produce. Interesting, right? Whatever goes in our body, we don't care.
Who
toilet
reads,
paper.
Man.
It's important. Medicine.
Huh.
Like, just give us the generic stuff. Like, we don't need, like, the...
tricked by you, anything. Give me Kirkland signatures.
Yeah, exactly. Kirkland signature all the way. And tangible presents. We're really cheap on those because we choose experiences over actual tangible experience.
Which I like. I think that's great. Like concerts or Coachella or
yes. So more about experiencing things in lives and spending our money on that.
You know why?
Rather than buying somebody a shirt or whatever maybe.
Because we also want to capture that experience on social media.
That's probably it.
We do it
for the likes.
Yeah.
So there you go. Another study. We should do a segment, just another study on millennials.
Millennials in the wild.
People trying to understand us and whatnot. All right, 4 more minutes for me. We got more music coming your way. We got Middle DJ Snake coming at you. Also, Nice for What with Drake. Check out our social media, especially our Facebook at 97.1 Amp Radio. Brian just got a huge LA shaved into the back of his head.
Very large.
For losing the bet versus the Dodgers when he was supporting the Braves. It looks amazing, bro. You look good, Doc.
Oh, yeah, sure. And I see people laughing at me now in the hallway.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
Good morning, 907 on 97.1 Amp Radio. Hum of Commercial Free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Happy Hump Day. Shout out to Arsena from North Hollywood. She just won a pair of tickets to go to We Can't Survive 2018. Only 10 days away, guys.
Woof.
It's crept up on us, man. I'm so excited.
A Hollywood Bowl. Khalid's going to be performing live. Shawn Mendes, Marshmello, Charlie Puth, G-Eazy, LMA, and many more. Get your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com. It's an absolutely beautiful cause in support of young women battling cancer. So make sure you go out and support, all right? We also got another pair of tickets that you can win coming up at 10 a.m. sharp. But right about now, have you ever been shamed for something ridiculous by your friends? I have. Just wanted to share that real quick. So we're creating a topic about it. I want to get your perspective on this. Things you do on the normal, like you normally do this one thing, but then once your friends or other people find out about it, they think you're like the weirdest person on planet Earth. And I've been hashtag Band-Aid shamed for the last 2 weeks up in this studio.
Okay.
And I've had enough from you, Chelsea and Brian.
Well, I mean, please. I mean, let's let the listeners be the judge of that, whether we shamed you or what you did was ridiculous.
You guys were legit laughing at me. Here's the situation. Maybe about 2 weeks ago or so, I got a flu shot. Okay, my wife, my daughter did. We all got a flu shot. And, you know, you get a Band-Aid on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, the thing is, I may have worn the Band-Aid until it fell off, which was maybe a few days ago.
Yeah, it was like, you had a Band-Aid on for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
On your arm. But it's, it's not just like, you got to describe the Band-Aid. It's the size of a dime.
Yeah.
It's like a little circular Band-Aid that they put on just as a precaution because they gave you a shot and like medically.
You take off like an hour later at the most, 20 minutes later.
I've donated blood to Children's Hospital. I recently did this.
They
wrap your arm up and they say you can take this off in like an hour. And that was something that was in my arm for 15 minutes.
Well, Brian, I'm glad that that medical professional told you the instructions, but I was not told I could take it off in an hour, 30 minutes. And my whole situation is, listen, if a Band-Aid stays on, leave it on until it comes off. Why am I going to force the process? You never know what could happen. Something else can get infected or whatever maybe.
Okay, but it's probably going to get more infected just leaving this dirty Band-Aid that's collecting all your
sweat.
Dirt. But I want to say the funny part about it is that you turned to us, this is a week and a half in, and you lifted up you had this sad, very, like, I feel sorry for myself look on your face. You lifted up your sleeve and you said, hey guys, do you think it's okay to take off my Band-Aid now?
And that
a
voice.
Week and a half, literally. And it was just the way, and he's like, I don't know, but I thought I was supposed to. And the way it was like, he turned into an instant, like, 7-year-old.
Listen, aww, how cute.
My brother.
I was cute back then.
My brother didn't even wear, the dressing on the stint he had inserted into his heart for chemotherapy. He took, that dressing came off after like 6 days, and you had a dime-sized Band-Aid on your arm. And so you just like, you're like Buddhist. You're like, well, when it falls off, it's done doing its job.
All right, I'm a wuss. Let me be, all right? Listen, give us a call. 877-971-HITS. Anything that you do that you think is normal, like me, I leave Band-Aids on until their job is done. They have one job, and that is to stop from anything, my guts, blood, anything coming out of
from
my wound.
Flu shot.
And I am going to leave it there until it's done doing what it's got to do. But apparently my coworkers think it's hilarious and I'm weird. And Chelsea's mocking my 7-year-old voice.
Hilarious. hey guys, do you think I'm going to live after this?
Shoot us a call. 877-971-HITS or text us. I can't be the only person that does something that thinks is normal. And all of their friends think it's absolutely weird. I appreciate you guys. I still love you though.
Mm-hmm.
I still love you
we
like
love
I love Band-Aids
we'll,
on my arm.
We'll see if you still love us after these texts come in.
I can't wait to hear them.
Well, we got one from 714. I'm surprised the bandit didn't come off in the shower when he takes a shower. Or does he shower?
Dun, dun, dun.
Thinking face.
Actually, shower twice a day, guys.
From the 818. Edgar, how can you call yourself a Mexican? My grandfather broke three of his fingers in industrial accidents and went to work the next day.
That's
no
amazing.
Band-aids, no braces.
Is that what I need to be a Mexican? Just go break my fingers? Come on. Listen.
He basically just telling you to toughen up.
I am a tough guy, man.
Are you?
I only slept 3 hours last night. I'm here, right?
Never heard someone say they're a tough guy wearing a Ralph Lauren teddy bear shirt. But anyway, from the 213, we got somebody who supported you. Hey! You can always know that that's how they're yelling when they start off a text with, hey, hey. I also leave my band-aids on until they fall off. In the shower, I don't take them off till their job has been done.
Exactly.
I've always been made fun of by my family. That's from Patricia.
Thank you, Patricia.
Who's 12. No,
she's like, and mine has a little bear on it, too. Yeah. All right, let's go with Skyler from Venice. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, bro, is there anything that you do that's normal to you, bro, but your friends think is crazy weird and they shame you for it?
It's all these medicine lovers out here. Listen, I don't take medication for anything.
Mm. Nothing?
I won't use Band-Aid. You tell me right now, what is in the adhesive on the Band-Aid?
Sticky.
I don't know, bro.
I don't trust anything. There's nothing that a little bit of like vodka poured on a wound won't solve.
Uh-huh. So you just ow. Like you basically just essentially rub booze and dirt on it. Walk it off.
Yes.
So what do you think of Edgar leaving his Band-Aid on for a solid week and a half?
I would shame him for putting it on in the first place.
I need more shaming, actually, so I'm glad you called in. Appreciate that.
I will say my girlfriend has a philosophy where she doesn't take any medications. She refuses to take, like, Advil, Tylenol, right. Painkillers, cold medicine, Sudafed, whatever. And the only time she'll take something is if, you know, it's like an antibiotic or something and she's got something serious. But her philosophy is, you know, 350 years ago, people didn't have cold medication. Let your body handle it. You let your immune system do what your immune system's supposed to do by assisting our immune systems. All we're doing is cheapening our health and your kid, and you're passing on weak genes to your children. So I feel like that's the same kind of situation.
Right on.
You're passing on just tougher kids.
There it is. I get that though, but 300 years ago, we didn't have Google Maps either. Does she use those?
Nope. She rides a horse and she churns her own butter.
And man, how do you get rid of that hangover headache? I couldn't imagine just sitting that through.
She thinks you deserve it.
Pay
the toll.
Yeah.
That's how you learn, right? Skylar, appreciate you calling in, man. So you don't wear Band-Aids or take any medication for anything. I can see how your friends might think that's weird. But listen, I'm not going to shame you like you shame me for wearing a Band-Aid for a week and a half.
I'm talking to you on a can with a string right now.
Get out of here.
Nice, bro. Have a great week, bro.
Bye.
Good old Skylar. I don't think he's medicine-free at all. I think every once in a while, I mean, dabbles into a little bit of weed.
Herbals. It's very much into herbal remedies.
CBD situation.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
It's got to go hands down to Jacqueline, a breast cancer survivor that visited us in studio this morning, and her husband Charles from Marina Del Rey. We were just catching up about the real reason behind We Can't Survive 2018. Yeah, it's an amazing concert. It's coming up in 10 days at the Hollywood Bowl. Huge, amazing artist lineup, and it's a lot of fun. But the real reason behind it is to support the Young Survival Coalition, which supports young women battling cancer. And Jacqueline came in and shared her story with us in being a survivor, and how much Young Survival Coalition really helped her out. Check this out.
One thing I loved about the Young Survival Coalition was that it gave me a nice community of other young women who were going through what I'm going through. They really helped connect me, and it made me feel empowered. It made me feel like I wasn't alone.
Charles, I'm a husband. What is it like for you knowing that Jacqueline, being a survivor, is there still next to you in bed waking up with you?
Every day is a blessing, and I'm so proud of how far you've come and how far we've come. You know, now we truly live every day as a blessing after going through this.
As you can hear it there, man, it's absolutely amazing the work that the Young Survival Coalition does. Mm-hmm. And if you need any information or want to seek help in regards to the situation, youngsurvival.org is the place to go. And now you know, when you go and buy your tickets to We Can't Survive 2018, it's not only to have a great time with your friends, coworkers, whatever it may be, but you're literally helping save lives and support survivors beat cancer.
Well, and that's the unique thing about the organization, because what you're doing when you buy tickets, when you come to the show, And you're helping an organization that could help someone you even know has cancer yet, mm-hmm. or someone in your life that doesn't have cancer yet mm-hmm. or hasn't found out. And they're going to help these young folks not feel so intimidated and you know, maintain optimism about what the next step is like. Don't be afraid of chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. This is what radiation is like.
Right.
And then it also empowers them on the back end when they become a survivor themselves to go back and help other young women. So it's a cycle. You're supporting like a cycle of support.
And not feel alone, you know. I mean, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. She is great and well and beat it. But
survivor.
But I remember her saying to me, like, I know I have such a great family support system, but I feel alone. And it just being able to talk to other people that are going through the same thing. And I think it goes a long way, you know? Yeah.
So we want to thank you. For those of you that already bought your tickets and for those of you who haven't, we want to challenge you. You know, get together with your friends, a group of friends, sorority, fraternity, college, your high school, or even co-workers.
If you're listening in an office right now, get a group together.
Round
buy tickets. Let us know. Yeah, let us know who's buying tickets so we can give you guys, you know, shout-outs and thank you for supporting these wonderful individuals that we've had in studio and that we will continue to have in studio to kind of promote the cause.
Absolutely. So visit WeCanSurvive.com to get your tickets now. And the number you can call or text us at to let us know, you know, what workplace is going to get behind this and buy, you know, get all their coworkers and friends to go together and represent. Hit us up at 877-971-HITS. We definitely want to shout you out and thank you for supporting all the young women that are battling cancer that are part of the Young Survival Coalition that together will do everything they can to support each other and to beat cancer. All right, so thank you. Love you guys. Jesse Ortiz coming up next on your radio. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you. And we're giving away tickets to We Can Survive 2018 coming up at 10 a.m. Stay tuned.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.